Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Chronicles 32, beginning with verse 7. Amen. 2 Chronicles 32, beginning with verse 7, says, "Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed, for the king of Assyria, nor all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Praise God. God is here to fight for you. Amen. Hallelujah. The world, everything around you, all the things that are coming against you is done through the flesh. But we have God fighting for us. Amen. Aren't you glad that he's fighting for you today? Amen. He'll fight for you if you don't do it in the flesh. Amen. You got to let God. Let go and let God. So many times we want to take control of the situation and we want to fight the battle ourselves and do it the way our flesh feels good to do. But God's saying, let go and let me fight for you. Praise God. I want to talk a little bit about not relying on the arm of the flesh. Praise God. You may be seated. God bless you. We must not rely upon our flesh to fight spiritual battles. Amen? There are things that we can do to cause us to be in a place for battle, and that we have to do sometimes in our flesh. We can, you know, we know we have to pray, so we have to get down and pray. Amen. We've got to do certain things. But when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, it's time to say, okay, God, I've done my part. I've prepared. I've put your word in my mind and in my heart. And now, God, here it is. Here's the enemy. Here's what I'm facing. I'm going to wait on you now. I'm going to release myself from this battle because it's yours. And I'm going to trust you to fight for me. And I'm not gonna rise up and do what my flesh wants to do. Because our flesh wants to get in control, doesn't it? Our flesh wants to do what we feel in our flesh to do. Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, invaded Judah during the reign of Hezekiah. And before their enemies could reach Jerusalem, King Hezekiah consulted with his military leaders and they took steps to prevent the destruction of Jerusalem. When they had done all they could do, Hezekiah encouraged the people with the following words in 2 Chronicles 32 and 7. It says, "Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed, for the king of Assyria, for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with them." He encouraged them. You need to look around and open your eyes to see in the spirit realm, because we have a spiritual army. What you see before you is a physical, man-made, fleshly army. And what is coming against you, God has more power than anything that you ever face in your life. And we must rely upon God to fight for us. So these words sound like a lot like John's word to the early church. In 1 John 4:4, it says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We've got to get to understand that we have a great God in us. Amen. If you have repented at an old-fashioned altar and you have let Jesus fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, and you were baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, you have God in you. And you don't have to fight what you've been trying to fight on your own anymore. Amen. You can just trust the Lord and call down heaven and call down the power of the Holy Ghost to fight in your situation. Amen. We must get back to trusting God and not leaning on our own understanding, not trying to do our own thing. Amen. We've got to say, God, you've got to fight this one for me because I've done all I can. And I need you right now to fight for me. Hezekiah reminded the people of Jerusalem in 2 Chronicles 32 and 8. It says, with him is an army of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Amen. God is wanting you to rest. Amen. God is wanting you to have peace and not turmoil. Amen. He's wanting you to depend upon him. Amen. To fight the battle you're facing. You don't have to do it alone. 2 Chronicles 10 and 4 says, Thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore ease thou somewhat the grievous servitude of thy father and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and we will serve thee. God's not wanting us to carry the yoke. He says, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. And when you put my yoke upon you, it's easy, it's light. Amen. Let him carry the load. Amen. He says, cast all your cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. He's your daddy. Amen. He's your help. He's your friend. Amen. Cast that care that you're facing, that troubles you, that keeps your mind occupied daily. Amen. You got to cast that on the Lord and say, I'm not going to pick that up anymore, God. I've got your spirit. I've got your power in me. And you said, if I will just let go, you will fight for me. Amen. Stop trying to do it on your own. Get on your knees and begin to pray and fight the battle the way the Lord says to fight our battles. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray, seek God, praise, magnify him, worship him, and trust God to do the rest. Amen. We are limited in what they can physically do in the spiritual battle, but we are assured that the battle is not really ours. Amen. 2 Chronicles 20:15. It says, and he said, hearken ye all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but it's God's. We can rest assured on that word today. That what we're facing is not our battle. Amen? It's not for us to fight. God's got a plan for you. He wants you to win the lost. Share your testimony. Tell of the love of God. Do the work of the kingdom of God. And he will fight the battle. Amen? God will fight for you. Those who depend on the arm of the flesh will sadly be lacking in spiritual battle. Go ahead, try it on your own. Go do the way you feel that God's, you know, you just feel that's the way I'm going to handle this. It gets ugly. The battle, you become defeated. You become downtrodden. The enemy takes control. The enemy takes you off into slavery because you didn't wait on the Lord and you didn't trust the Lord. You thought you could handle it. You thought you could do the battle on your own. It is spiritual warfare. Amen. We are fighting a spiritual battle. Amen. Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers, all those things. We are fighting a spiritual battle. And the enemy never stops advancing. We must be vigilant. We must be ready all the time, trusting God. So it's a grave mistake to underestimate what each Christian faces in each day. We're facing tremendous things in our day. Amen? You're facing battles. You're facing things that only God can handle. And from the creation, Satan has marshaled his forces against you because you possess the power of God in you. And his job, his desire is to see you fall flat on your face and lose out with God. That's his modus operandi, is to convince you that living for God is the worst decision that you've ever made. And he'll put anything in your path. He'll bring anything into your life, any confusion that he can, to try to convince you to stop advancing in the kingdom of God. And if we can just get our minds set like flint and say that I will not be moved, amen, I will not be pushed here or there by any wind of doctrines or anything that is not of God. I am not going to stand for this. I serve God. I live for God. He watches over me. So this battle is going to be God's. We got to stand like an army. Amen. And realize that we are chosen of God. And God has a plan for us. And we got to quit trying to do it on our own. And trust the Lord to fight for us. Daily there are spiritual assaults against your soul. Don't ever forget that. That's why we have to be vigilant. That's why we have to continually fight. Because the devil wants you to fail. He wants to lead you to destruction. So if we try to do things his way and do it of our own accord, that's what he did. He tried to lead heaven his own way. Got him in a lot of trouble. Amen? And when we tried to lead our own lives in our own way, we leave God out. And we say, God, I'm Lord of my life. I will call the shots here. I'm going to do it my way, and you just stand back and watch. And so most often God just does. Okay, have it your way. I think it's, is that Burger King? Have it your way. Deal with the indigestion, the pain, the suffering. Have it your way. And so many times we get in despair and we get into brokenness because we're doing it our way. Amen. We're trusting in our fleshly arm to handle the battle that is not ours. The battle's the Lord's. Amen. If ye are his children. If you are truly a child of the King, then trust your dad to fight for you. Amen? It's not a bad thing to say, Daddy, help me. The world will convince you that's a bad thing. That's a wrong way to handle things. That's sissified. That's when you go run and hide behind Daddy. Well, look what happens when we do it the world's way. Our life is a mess. The Christian life is a battleground, not a playground. We so much want just the joys of being in church, and man, this is God's great. It's just fun being a part of God's kingdom. But we need to wake up and understand this ain't a playground. There's a battle going on. There is a battle for souls and people that need their lives changed. And we're in between. Amen. God's trying to use you to be a soldier in the battle. Don't ever slack off and say, you know, it's just a fun day today. I can just enjoy the things. No, be vigilant, because your adversary is seeking whom he may devour. He's gonna come upon you when you aren't paying attention, and when you're just thinking, man, this is just fun and games. It is God's will that every individual in the spiritual battle is victorious. God wants you to have victory. Men, he never wants to lead you out and just say, all right, there you go, enemy. Have your way with them. No, God is looking for you to walk out there and he be in charge and he win the battle. Then he gets all the glory. Amen. You can walk out of there saying, look what the Lord has done. Look what I didn't do a thing. God came through. I was just being faithful to the things of God. I was going where God told me to go. And man, this enemy came at me and God came to my rescue. Look what God has done. So it is essential to recognize the significance of this spiritual conflict. Amen. Don't ever think that you're not in a battle. Amen. You are warriors in the kingdom of God. We face three enemies: the world, the flesh, and the devil. All right? The world is all around us. We are literally in the flesh. We live as fleshly beings. Amen? But we don't have to walk in the flesh. We can walk in the spirit in this body. Amen? We can put on righteousness and peace. Amen. The Bible talks about putting on the armor of faith. That's for us to do. That's what we can do in the flesh. We can put these armor on and get comfortable with the battle garment that the Lord has prepared for us. Amen. We can get used to the helmet of salvation and the word, you know, all these things that we have to get wielding, the sword of the Spirit. We can learn how to use it. Get comfortable with it. But God is going to fight the battle. And then you have the devil coming at you. Amen. He will always try to whisper in your ear. Always try to tell you how insignificant you are to the things of God and how useless you are to God's kingdom, and that you can never step out of where you are to something greater. He's never going to tell you, man, you're doing a great job. He's always going to try to defeat you. The world is the system that is contrary to God, and that caters to the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life. The world always is trying to get you to be like them. Amen. Just to let down. You don't have to dress like that. You know. Come on. That's old fashioned. Because the world wants you to bow. Amen. The world wants you not to be different from them. Not to be set apart. Not to be, you know, holy. The flesh is the old nature, and mankind inherited from Adam. The devil is none other than Satan, a fallen angel. Don't ever forget that. He already has his reward settled. He's already defeated. Amen. He has no power in your life. He's already got a plan of where he's going. There's no return. Amen. His date is set. It's finished. He's defeated. But you, my friend, have hope. You have all the things of life ahead of you. Amen. If you will just trust in God. Stop doing it your way. Jesus overcame on that cross. He overcame the flesh and the devil. Amen. He did that so that you could be free. So that you could be set free. I have to stay under that blood. So his spirit enables you to be... you and me to experience victory. You want victory in your life? Stay full of his spirit. Amen. Stay under the blood. Quit letting the devil tell you that that blood ain't for you. You've done too much. You've went too far. You can't be forgiven. You've messed up too many times. That's a lie straight from the pits of hell. There's nobody that's went too far. Amen. There's salvation for you today. You can walk to an old-fashioned altar and you can repent and you can call on the name of Jesus, and his blood is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. Amen. You can be set free and walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You can be full of the Holy Ghost if you will walk in the Spirit. Amen. Recognize who the enemy is. The believer likewise should know his enemy and should not be caught off guard. Got to realize that there's a world out there that hates the believer. Amen. Don't be caught off guard. When David faced Goliath, he not only faced a big man, he faced an opposing force of evil. He was coming against the people of the Most High God. His battle was not with David. His battle was with the Lord, the people of God. And David understood, this battle is not mine. You come at me with your fleshly things that you have created and you've made and you've built up, and you think you're strong and mighty. Here, I'm just going to come at you in the name of the Lord. And whammo, down he came. We've got to stop thinking in our natural mindset when we come to battle. Okay? Because we can talk ourselves right out of victory. We can talk ourselves right out of what God wants to do. Amen? Well, God, that just doesn't seem natural. Exactly. It's the craziest thing that you've ever heard. But if you let God do it, you're going to see victory. Amen? You're going to see the victory. What do you mean? Just walk around and say a few words over this city. That's ridiculous. You silly little gherkins. It looks ridiculous to do it God's way. It looks ignorant to do it God's way. It doesn't seem right when that boss man is throwing his fist at you and yelling and screaming at you, and you just want to pop him right in the mouth. That seems like a good way to handle it. But when you turn and just love that man, even though he's calling you names and cussing you out and saying all kinds of bad things, it doesn't seem right to everybody else that's around there. Man, why did you do that? Why didn't you just knock him out? Because I don't want to fight it my way. Amen? God loves that man. Amen? God died for him. And God wants him to be saved. And he's going to use me as a vessel to make that happen. Amen? We've got to wake up and say, God, you are in control. You're going to fight for me. You're going to be my Lord. And I'm going to just try to hear your voice. Even though it is killing my flesh. God, I'm going to crucify this flesh. I cannot afford to let it rise up. I cannot afford to let it ruin my Christianity. Because what they're going to see is you through me. And so many times we let the flesh get in control. And we end up doing something we regret. So many times I've had to go back and apologize because I let my flesh do its thing. And it got me in trouble. So recognize the enemy and don't be afraid to fight it. 1 Samuel 17:10. It says, and the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Satan wants to keep the battle at the level of man. He wants to keep it in the flesh. If he can get you to fight in the flesh, he'll take you. He'll win the battle. But David, his response, but I have a God. Don't you forget. You may think that I'm just this puny little old guy out here with a couple rocks in my hand. But listen up. 1 Samuel 17:45. It says, then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with sword and with spear and with shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. Then this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts and of all of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Come on. God's wanting to show up in your life so that all the world around you knows that there's a God inside of you. Amen. You're a representation of Israel. Amen. And there's a God inside of you. Amen. There's a holy God inside of you that will fight, and they will wake up and see that God has come to your to fight for you. David knew if he raised the battle to the realm of the spiritual, his God would not let him down. Amen. We've got to get in the spirit. Amen. We've got to wake up in the morning. Amen. Get on our faces and say, God, lead me today to fight this battle like you want it fought. Don't let me get out on my own and think that I can do it on my own. I've got to trust you. So we've got to understand the enemy. Goliath wanted more than David's life. He wanted to place the whole nation of Israel in a state of submission to him. That's what Satan wants, our thoughts. He wants our thought life in submission to him. He wants you to think like he thinks. And if he can keep you busy fighting the phantoms of your mind, then there is nothing more that he needs to do. If he can keep you thinking that you're worthless and that you can't do nothing for God, he has done all he needs to do. If he can just keep you out of God's presence, my, he's won. But I'm telling you, if we will just get on our knees and say, God, I don't care what comes against me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I will not be defeated. I will not give up. I will not turn around. I'm going to fight this battle. And you're going to help me. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We got to cast down some things and bring our minds into the obedience of Christ and keep that body and that mind in subjection to the Holy Ghost. If you have a hard time praying in the Holy Ghost, you're letting the devil win. Amen? You're letting the devil get power over you. You need to stay full of the Holy Ghost. You need to stay full of God's power. You need to let the Holy Ghost flow in you daily. That's why Paul said, I thank my God that I pray in tongues more than y'all, because he understood I've got to stay in the Spirit. Amen. This flesh, it does things that I don't want it to do. Amen. It gets me all confused and messed up. But if I can stay full of the Holy Ghost, I can go against anything. God is going to fight for me. God is going to be with me. God is going to help me. So ultimately, we must recognize that our battle is at a higher level than the flesh. Amen. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, for we wrestle not, get this, my friend, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Your neighbor is not your enemy. Your boss is not your enemy. Your husband, your wife, your grandchildren, any human being you face is not your enemy. But, you know, they're saying all this about me. They're cussing at me. No, they're not your enemy. There's a spirit. There's something higher going on. There's a realm that we're fighting daily in the Holy Ghost, in the spirit realm. Amen. It's a spiritual battle. It happens daily in every life, your life, your life, your life, all of our lives. There's spiritual battle taking place in your life. And the spirit is trying, of the world and of the devil, is trying to cause you to fall. And so many times we get confused and we try to fight the flesh. But they said that about me. How dare they say that about me? No one will ever say those things about me. My friend, that wasn't that person talking. That was the spirit that they have allowed to control them, to talk through them. Amen. They're being controlled by another realm. And if we will get into the Spirit and we will trust the Lord and we will not allow the Spirit things to get our minds confused, to think that we're fighting a person, we can get in the Spirit and God can begin to do some things. It says, but against principalities and against powers and against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. My friend, if we'll get on our knees and fast and begin to pray and seek God and get a Holy Ghost anointing upon our lives, God will begin to give us the wisdom we need to fight the battles that are coming against us. He'll give us the knowledge we need. He'll give us what to say. He'll give us how to act. Amen. He'll show us we can fight in the Spirit. Amen. We can let him do the work that he has so awesomely done in our lives. We must be equipped by God and realize our power don't come from me. It don't come. I have to realize that I've got to stay in the Spirit. I've got to stay in the Word. I've got to read the Word and build up my holy faith. Amen. I've got to keep this fire burning inside of me. I've got to exercise my praise and my worship before God and keep myself on fire in the Holy Ghost. We must let go of our fleshly weapons and pick up our spiritual weapons if we want victory. Amen. Stop fighting in the flesh and fight in the Spirit. God provides the armor. Amen. God provides the armor. Paul wrote about the importance of spiritual armor in Ephesians 6 and 13 through 17. It says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day." And we're living there. "And having done all to stand," he said, "stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking on the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Amen. We have a shield. Amen. We have a sword. We have protection in the Holy Ghost. Amen. If we live in the Holy Ghost. Amen. We've got to stay full of the Spirit of God. That's how you fight. When you let God be Lord of your flesh. Amen. We got to have the power of faith. 2 Chronicles 20 and 17. It says, "You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." Come on. God's getting ready to tell you when to go to battle. God's getting ready to tell you he's going to take care of you tomorrow in the battle. There's the power of prayer. Amen. The more we pray, the more we seek God, we are getting battle ready. Daniel 9:19. It says, "O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Differ not for thine own sake, my God, for the city and thy people are called by thy name." We've got to be like Jacob and stay until you receive God's plan. Don't give up in prayer. Don't give up fasting until God comes through and speaks to you how to handle this situation, because he will. Get in the Word of God. God will speak to you through his Word, and he will show you the plan. He will show you the way to handle your situation. Amen. He has a way in the Holy Ghost. He has a way in the Spirit that just blows the flesh out of the water. Genesis 32:26 says, "But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me." I'm not giving up. You're going to take care of this. We've got to get in the Spirit and say, "God, I'm fighting. This is a battle that I'm against right now. Lord, you've got to give me an answer. You've got to help me. You've got to come through for me. I'm not giving up. I'm not stopping. I'm going to persist until you answer." Power of fasting. Amen. Fasting can do more for you in the spirit realm than you can ever imagine. You're facing whatever you're facing right now. If you will go to fasting about it, God will begin to do miracles in your life. You could say, well, I've done everything. No, you haven't. You fast. I'm telling you, God will come through. And I'm not talking about just a little fast. I'm talking about a deep fast. Amen. So many times we want to talk ourselves out of doing it because our flesh don't like it. It hurts to fast. The last time I fasted, I had a headache so bad, I didn't know how I was going to get my head off the bed. But I continued because I know the results of when we fast and when we pray. All that's doing is detoxing some things in my brain. Amen. That I probably shouldn't have had there. Amen. Fasting's not easy, but it gets results. That's living in the Spirit. That's putting on some armor. Amen. That's getting to the heartbeat of God. Matthew 17 and 21. It says, howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. My friend, sometimes it's just not going to happen until you get rid of some things in your life. You push the plate back. And you say, not tonight. I'm in desperate need of God to move in my situation. And I know he will if I can just get a hold of him. If I can just but hear his word right now. I know God will answer. The Lord, through Isaiah, explained the purpose of true fast. He told us how to fast. He said to listen to the results of a proper fast. Amen. Isaiah 58, 8 through 11. It says, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of the wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Then shall the light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here am I. Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out the soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like the watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Amen. God has a plan. Amen. And it takes denying this thing we call the flesh. Saying no to the arm of the flesh. Saying no and putting it down and saying, I'm not going to allow it to be in control in my life. It might be time to do something bizarre like trust God. That's what you just got to do. You just got to trust God. Amen. You just got to believe and trust him. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, I don't understand how God did it, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Let's stand. God is wanting to show up, amen. He's wanting to fight, but he's saying, let me be in control, amen. You draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. Praise God. Lord, thank you for your people. God, help us to learn how to fight. Lord God, to allow you to lead us and guide us, to be the general, to be the Lord of our life, God. Help us to hear, Lord, what you had to say and do what you had to say, God. And you will show up and you will do miraculous things. We praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God.